Cathedrals and basilicas across France have rung their bells at 6:50 in the evening local time in tribute to Notre Dame Cathedral, which went up in flames earlier this week around that same time. The 14-hour blaze devoured the cathedral's roof, caused the spire to collapse and also damaged some precious artwork inside, but the main structure and bell towers have been saved. President Emmanuel Macron has pledged to rebuild the 8-centuries-old cathedral within 5 years, and he's asked for international donations to help pay for the project. Our correspondent Bridget Brennan is in Paris, and I spoke with her a short time ago. Bridget, I understand the French government's not just asking for money, it's also asking for expertise.
That's right, Sabra, a very innovative way to get this restoration project started. The French government's made a call out to architects all around the world, asking them to submit their own designs for the rebuild of Notre Dame, the spire and the ceiling that fell to the ground when that catastrophic fire broke out within the cathedral. And so they're saying that this project, they want it to be fast-tracked, really, completed within 5 years before the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. That's the pledge made by Emmanuel Macron. He really says this must be a national project on a grand scale, and they're looking for designs not just to recreate the spire, but perhaps reimagine it totally for a modern design of Notre Dame. That spire was built in the 1800s, so perhaps we could be seeing an entirely new facade of Notre Dame in the years to come.
Bridget, 2 days after the fire, what do we know about the state of the building?
Well, Sabra, looking up from the side of the road, you can see cranes going up very, very high in the building, even late into the night. Very few people have been allowed back in the building. Some structural engineers and firefighters have been inspecting it from within, but many, many emergency services, you can see them all around the perimeter. They've been inspecting the building via cranes going into the air, and drones have been put up above the building to look at its structural integrity. There was some concern about the ceiling, whether or not it would be safe for people to go in with material still falling down from the ceiling. So it'll be some time until more people are allowed in, but some investigators have gone in to have a look at the cause of this blaze also.
And what's the public mood like?
Pretty sombre, Sabra, as you'd expect. People are still hurting, still shocked and upset to see the state of Notre Dame. It's a Holy Week here in Paris, as it is all around the world. People would have been expecting to have services within Notre Dame this week, and certainly on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. So we've been standing around. The crowd is starting to thin out. It's getting quite late here in Paris, but earlier there were hundreds of people kneeling before this building, this beloved monument, singing hymns. Obviously many Catholics out, but just people from all walks of life and all faiths appreciating this building, which is now in a pretty sorry state with a big gaping hole in the centre of the building.
And Bridget, as you've noted, it's Easter this weekend. Easter is the high point of the Catholic year. How will the various mass services be held over the weekend?
Well, the key Easter Sunday service and the Good Friday service, which are usually held in the Notre Dame Cathedral, will need to be held elsewhere. Of course, there are many, many cathedrals and churches across Paris and France, so people will have other options. But what's interesting is just a few hours ago, all of those churches and cathedrals in Paris paused, and the bells were ringing out from all of those churches to mark 48 hours since the fire broke out. The Pope also sent a message of condolence to the city of Paris today, saying he hopes that this restoration project can get underway as soon as possible, and sending his love and support to the people of Paris who are still suffering and feeling very, very sad about this monument and the way that it's come and fallen to its knees.
And that's our correspondent, Bridget Brennan, in Paris.